Just quickly, boys, I just had a really wholesome moment yesterday with my husband in our new home. I just wanted to share it with you because I really hope, I don't know, I've never had a conversation like this with a pal before, but so we recently moved into a new place over the weekend and it is ours and getting it all set up and finding a place for all our things. There's a lot of crap, but yeah. It is an exciting time. It feels a bit overwhelming to begin with, but slowly start putting things in their rightful place and feeling really settled. And yesterday, Angus is just, he's so excited. I hope I don't get him into trouble for saying this, but he did come home early yesterday because he just, there's so many things around the house we want to do and he gets too excited to spend the whole day at work. He's like, I'm just going to duck home and put a new shaving cabinet up or, you know, put this up in the garage. He just really wants to play in the house.
Yeah.
So I'd made us some soup for lunch because it's a miserable day. And we're sitting there having our minestrone with some nice crusty bread.
Oh, yeah.
It's just really wholesome. And I just said to him, I went, look, I'll be honest with you. When I first moved to Newcastle, I was in a share house. But about 6 months in, I moved in with Angus and it was his home. And I said to him, I went, I know we've lived together before, but I've truly never felt at home in Newcastle because I am from a different city. I'm from Melbourne. Coming here, first flatmates, and then moved in with the guy I was seeing, who obviously became my husband, but, you know, didn't feel like my home, you know. I felt like I was staying in his house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, well, in this interim period, we've been at the in-laws' house, so that certainly didn't feel like my home.
No.
This is the first time sitting there on a dreary Tuesday having a bowl of soup. It just felt really grounding and really like, I found my place. And Angus actually said to me, he goes, well, to be honest, I didn't feel at home at the other joint either. And I'm like, but that was your house. Like, you know, you'd bought that a little while ago and had established yourself. And he goes, yeah, but I'd had friends living there from day dot. You know, he'd invited mates to take the spare bedrooms to help with the, you know, mortgage repayments and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and obviously going back to his childhood home, it's his parents' house, you know. So we both just had this real moment of feeling really grounded.
Home.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So
we've been
nice.
Married a year and now we've got the dog and, you know, talking about next chapters and whatnot. And it just felt really, really lovely.
Yeah. That's really nice. Like, soup's not a meal, but whatever. But really nice that you guys have done that. And, you know, you have little discussions, which I don't know why, but they're really wholesome about, like, where should we put the glasses?
Yeah,
and
I don't know. Yeah. It just
should
feels
be a drawer or a cupboard thing.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't know if it's a nesting thing, but yeah.
Well, it's yours. You're in it now.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. So it was just this really lovely. So I do hope if you maybe sometimes I think we lose sight of that stuff with our partners and life just becomes a little bit ticking off things and just humdrum or whatever. So I would encourage you today, I don't know, you don't have to come home for lunch and have a bowl of soup. Maybe you can have a proper meal. But I don't know, just taking stock sometimes, I think it's really important. And I think our lives move so fast these days that we don't acknowledge the little things, like just feeling at home and feeling comfortable and particularly with our loved ones. So I would encourage you to do that today or this
have
evening.
Have some soup.
Have some soup. It's soup weather. I've got a great Mulligatawny recipe on my Instagram if you want to go make a bowl of soup or just whatever you like. But something warming in these winter months where it's not even winter, it's bloody autumn, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And just really connecting back.
Yeah. There's one of my favourite authors is called Kurt Vonnegut and he's got this wonderful quote talking about we don't acknowledge the happy times in our lives enough. We never stop and do it. And then he goes, just make sure that when you realize, when you find yourself in a moment where you're just like, I'm really happy about this, mutter out loud to yourself, well, if this isn't nice, I don't know what is.
Yes.
And just do that as often as you can. But you've got to catch yourself in that moment.
I love it.
Right.
I love that, yeah.
In that very specific moment.
Yeah. He said, even if you just mutter it to yourself and there's nobody else around, you're just sitting somewhere and you're just happy. Just, this isn't nice. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. What's that Ferris Bueller quote? Life moves pretty fast.
Yeah.
If you don't stop and look around, I'm going to butcher it.
You could pass, moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look every now and then, it could pass you by.
Yeah. Like that whole sentiment.
All I remember is the opening monologue where it's like, the key to faking out the parents for getting a sick day is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. Friends will tell you stomach ache, but that's a one-way ticket to the doctor.